Jennifer, JenniferSwigert, 4/14/1972. It's 11/16/2023. Chief complaint: cough, congestion, shortness of breath, obesity, weakness, tiredness, not be able to lose weight, history of some kind of liver mass that was removed previously from her status post hysterectomy, morbid obesity, medication, level of thyroxine 50 microgram once a day, probiotics, magnesium, B12, albuterol inhaler, PRN, and Zyrtec 10 milligram. Medical problems, hypothyroidism, asthma, morbid obesity, possible sleep apnea, COVID immunization up to date times 2, surgery, hysterectomy, appendectomy, cholecystectomy, some kind of liver mass that was removed. Her last period, 2018, when she had her hysterectomy. She occasionally drinks. She doesn't smoke. She's married, 23 years, has twin boys, age 14. Her husband is the city manager. Family history: mom died in her, dad died in his 40s. Autopsy didn't show what of. Mom is alive. There's sister with colon cancer and aunt with breast cancer. Maintenance exam, colonoscopy is up to date. Mammogram is up to date. Patient allergy, none. She's alert. She's awake. She, review of system as above. She weighs 267 pounds, 96%, 97.6, 1691, 149 over 56. Heart positive, swollen positive, still lungs to clear, abdomen soft, TMs are red, pushed in, pharynx is red and inflamed. Neurological and focal skin shows no rash or mucosa with that lesion assessment. Number one, bronchitis. Number two, sinusitis. Number three, dorsiphenogram now. Next one is dexamethasone, 8 milligram now. Next one is Z-Pak. Next one is Medrol dose pack. Next one is albuterol inhaler. Next one is albuterol per neb treatment. Next one is Protonix, 20 milligram once a day. Next number is possible gastroesophageal reflux causing her asthma. Next one is family history of colon cancer. Colonoscopy is up to date. Next one is family history of breast cancer. Mammogram up to date. Next number, echocardiogram, which was done because of palpitations and possible sleep apnea, shows a right ventricular enlargement and the need for... give me 1 second. I'm finishing up the dictation. 1 second. Hence need for a sleep study right away. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, no liver mets or masses noted. Next number is history of increased liver function test. Next number is blood work up to date. Next number is endometriosis. Next number is history of family history of stroke. Next number is carotid ultrasounds within normal limits. Next number, lower extremity shows trace edema, but no PVD or DVT. Next one is upper extremity, shows no DVT or PVD. Next one is finally discussed with patient. Next one is she needs blood work in about 6 months, that she will come in here and have it done at that time. Thank you.